I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
This is Frank Sesich of Blue Ash, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Bernsey's Multimedia Services, providing the Hudson Valley with a variety of video production services, including help to keep those wedding memories fresh. For more information, visit BernseyMedia.com or call them at 518-860-2751 or email BernseyMMS@gmail.com, BURNSYMMS. @gmail.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Jasana Britton in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, June 7th. Local early morning temperatures range from 54 degrees in Tannersville to 53 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 64 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be high. And that is in spite of the rain coming this afternoon between noon and midnight. We get a high temperature of 78 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight temperatures drop to 53 degrees. It may feel muggy, but some of us may get away with just venting out the house overnight. Saturday looks to be somewhat humid with a high of 75 degrees at 4 p.m. Between 3 and 6 p.m., light chances for rain roll through the area. 58 degrees overnight takes us into a rainy Sunday. Could be all day. We get a high of 74. Monday, we'll have a rainy afternoon and a high of 73. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:56 a.m., low tide at 10:59 a.m., high tide again at 4:35 p.m., and low tide once again at 10:55 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 77 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:14 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:16 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 20%. Plasma winds will be slow at 370 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 30 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 149. And this has been the better weather for Friday, June 7th, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What is it?
What is it? And who are you?
Tommy D.
And I'm Sheila G, and this is 90.7 on your FM dial, WGXCs.org.
You finished?
No. We're located today in a very exclusive, very controversial, very expanded space.
Old Hudson. What number of Warren Street is this?
449. Yeah, a little bit further.
449 Warren Street.
Is it only 449? Do you also take up another number now?
No. We're here because the business has...
That's what I wanted to know.
The business has expanded. You know, I remember when it began across the street somewhere. As a little.
No, I remember when it was down street by the police station.
It was.
Oh, yeah, by the police station. Then it moved across the street.
And then it moved back to the police station area.
Yeah. And then it moved back to... And now it's here at 449. And... first, they opened a cafe to the, if you're looking at it from the street, to the left side, and now they've expanded to the right side and have the entire lower floor. So, tell us.
And we're on the left side, right?
We are on the left side. If you want to come down and chat and tell us why you like Old Hudson. I mean, I got to tell you, when I refer to it, I call it Oldie Hudson.
There you go.
A lot of people do.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
But it is Old Hudson.
Okay, but why did you add that E? You know there's no such thing in Old English, right?
Well, it just
that's
makes
a good
sense.
Question. Where'd you
just
get it from?
Just in chat.
Right. Well, there are a lot of olds with an E spelled out there, and I just thought because Hudson is old, and it would fit in to the environment and be catchy. And
so, altogether, how many years for all the stores?
September will be 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot left out. They even had an outlet on 82.
What
was
the
outlet for?
It wasn't. It was just... that was an expansion in a different way, but I originated in Hudson. This is where I started the business, and this is where it made sense to just continue to grow the business.
We never asked her name.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just dived right in.
That's right. That's how I roll. You got a problem with that?
Yes.
Okay. You asked her name.
Who am I speaking to?
Dina Moran.
Dina Moran.
Yeah.
Is that an Irish name?
It is. Oh. Moran's Irish and French and,
Cool.
My married name.
Okay. So you've been here 23 years. That's a long time. You've seen a lot of Hudson changes, and you've kind of expanded with the changes.
Absolutely.
And so first of all, tell us about your new latest section. What's going on over there?
Well, to begin with, the expansion itself is so exciting because it took a lot to create the concept of the design that would actually fit in to the space so that it would look like it belonged. And apparently... I basically designed the space by myself and expanded it as I saw fit. And, yeah, there was some detail work that I had some input with and very helpful. And I needed that. But basically the concept and the extension just stem from what the pre-existing space was into what, thankfully, turned out to be really beautiful with the expansion.
Yeah.
And
so what did you actually physically add?
So physically, as you mentioned, we have another cafe area, which is wonderful because it allows us for more indoor seating, which is a problem because we have this great front porch, but during the winter months, for obvious reasons, it becomes a little difficult.
So now, indoors, you have how many seats available?
Roughly, probably 26, 27 altogether.
Outside, you have another, 20?
More, probably. A little bit more. Sure. And then the section, the garden area built out, people sit in there. It's really wonderful out there.
But you brought the ice cream indoors.
We brought the ice cream indoors so that now the ice cream is all year round.
Cool.
And it's hard serve and soft serve, which is really exciting.
Soft serve!
Exactly. Hello. That's why, if you'd like some, we're ready. Okay. I'll get you some. We have special flavors today.
Who is the purveyor of the ice cream? What's the name?
Dells. So Dells is in Hudson Valley, and really delicious, super creamy.
Thank you.
And soft today...
Soft serve.
We can't hear you without the mic.
Soft serve.
And
soft serve. Soft serve.
And even though this is our, I guess, our second weekend, I don't even remember. Yeah. Everything's like a blur. We're introducing a new flavor in the soft serve this week. We have two flavors that we can offer, but this, and then we do a swirl. So this weekend, and we just created it. It was just created. Is called chocolate covered cherry. I mean strawberry. Sorry, excuse me, strawberry. So we use local strawberries to create the strawberry flavor, and we swirl it with chocolate if you would like. And yes, we will get you samples or a whole cone or whatever you want.
Wow!
Wow!
It's really delicious.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And what we will actually, for our listeners, we'll let you know, we will eat that on the air. So you can hear
I'm
us slurping it up.
I'm going to try and get you some. Hey, Morgan, can you get, I need help. I need some samples of the new, yes, thank you.
Yeah, excellent choice.
Yeah.
So square, could you describe it in square footage, what you went to from the first to the second to the third?
From the first meaning down?
No, over here.
Oh, right here.
The right. Well, this is
the one.
The first, right, yeah, that is the second.
That's the second.
So it's interesting because the retail space is X, and then the combined space, because in the back end we have a larger kitchen for more prep work, and the kitchen here that exists is more for, pushing out the food and the cafe. Both cafes, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. The menus are the same. You can order anything anywhere. But that's also part of the expansion. We'll be offering more food and more variety, which is what we were doing, but now we have the opportunity to really do it larger.
So when you say more food, what are you talking about, fried chicken?
No.
Nobody's got fried chicken down here in the county. I just want to know what's going to happen.
God. Well, unfortunately, no, I'm not set up to do that. That's a whole process.
Fried food is bad for you.
Not fried chicken.
Fried food.
You can put it in peanut oil. It's good. That's right.
What are you, air frying now?
No.
What's your batter?
If you want my secrets.
Not the secret. You can just work around the secret. But is it crispy, floury, or breaded, or
a little bit of both?
Oh, really?
Wow. It depends on the, on the meat. Yeah. Uh-huh. But I'm, Jamaicans don't really fry chicken, so you tend to do like a stew.
Are you Jamaican?
I am. Sorry, I didn't know that. You Americans, why tell you?
I keep forgetting.
Mom. But it's buttermilk, of course. Seasoned flour.
Thank you.
We need that.
I'm going first.
It's double-fudged strawberry.
Oh, my God.
So we're calling it chocolate-covered strawberry.
Now you can have it.
Okay.
I think it's it's mocha fudge.
Mocha fudge.
Pretty sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is so good. Oh, you got to come here.
This is so good. Give us the flavor. Tell us. Can you do it?
Yes. First you get a burst of strawberry. Then the chocolate just kind of chimes right.
Stop. With the strawberry, is it smooth? Is it a little granulated? Is it?
No.
What is it?
It's very smooth. It's not super smooth like those highly processed versions. It's nice. It has a little bit of granulation to it. And then the chocolate just bursts on top. Oh, man.
I've never had a strawberry like this because I know it's fresh. Mm. It's giving me sorbet vibes, but without the sorbet, because the flavor's not hiding. It's like right in there. And then the chocolate is rich.
Yeah.
It's like really rich chocolate. It's almost like a fudge.
Exactly. And also, if you don't like chocolate, you can just have the strawberry or the chocolate separately in the cone. But people love the swirl. They love swirls.
Swirls are our summertime thing.
Yeah.
Who thought of this particular? Did Dells just say we got this thing?
No, actually.
Oh.
We have somebody here who's Springfield. So Danny, he did this, and he came up with this creation.
I'm never going to go to the soft serve in Catskill.
Oh, it's totally different.
Yeah, yeah. That's so super, processed.
You mean Coney Island?
Well, this is actually...
Not to mention names, but yeah.
This is a custard. This has egg in it. That's why it's so rich and delicious.
Oh, man, is it good?
The ones are here.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Tom Rowe?
Tom Rowe?
Exactly.
I saw that thumbs up from Tom Rowe.
He's so enthralled, he can't even speak. I've never seen him speechless. He's changing color, so he's like he's in love over there.
Wow,
you can
that good.
More when you leave. A full blown cone.
So, as a business owner, Tom wouldn't know anything about this, but so Tom Rowe would. What would you say in today's market is something that exists now that wasn't existing for you before, let's say 10 years ago?
In Hudson or in general?
Just in business in general.
don't know. It is the food business. I mean, things evolve, but
supply chains, shorts.
Trends? Any trends change?
Yeah. And trends? Well, I mean, when I started Old Hudson, I started with... it was a tiny, tiny store.
Oh, yeah, I
remember. There was nothing in Hudson.
Used to have, like, dishes and things like that.
I had home furnishings and non-perishable food.
Yeah.
And that lasted just for a few months until I moved across the street. And then I added a cheesecake. So I started with cheese. No one knew about cheese at that point.
Yeah.
They would come in and I would have to, you know, these discussions about the most basic cheeses. And then that grew and grew simultaneously, which I think could be what's going on. You know, there are more people here that are knowledgeable about certain types of foods than we had earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully, you know, as things progressed and the cheese started to take off, I added fresh cuts of meat and then I brought in the freshest seafood because as everyone who knows my seafood, it's literally off the docks and I get it the next day. Sometimes I get it the same day. I mean, it's cut to my specs just like
usually
the
on Friday, right? Or Thursday.
Thursday.
No, today.
Today.
Yeah, today. And the meat, too. The meat is still from one of my purveyors who still hangs sides of beef. So you may not see it cut in front of you, but it's cut to my specs. Literally, when you walk through their place, it's like Rocky. I mean, it's that type of feeling.
Up here? Somebody up here?
No, it's not up here. Nope.
Hunts
no,
Point?
My beef is all prime. So it's all prime, and certain cuts are aged, like the strips and the ribeye. Original what?
Is it regional?
Original? No, it's not. It's just what I focused on here was just bringing in what really
quality.
Is the best.
Yep.
And I'm not saying there aren't things that aren't
good
the
around
best
here,
in
yeah.
other categories.
You can
but
say
what
that.
I bring
you can
in
say
what
that.
People love. What?
You can say that.
Okay.
Yours is the best. Nobody's going to stop you.
It is the best. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're known for. It's high quality stuff. But it's fish and meat and cheese and cold cuts.
Yes, and actually that's another thing we expanded because as much as I wanted to, you know, we always sliced charcuterie, but now we'll be doing more of it in that expanded section.
So you've had a bunch of cold cases. You've added more cold cases.
Yes.
You've added more of a deli section to slice cold meats. What kind of meats have you added in the deli section?
Oh, we
olive loaf?
No.
<That's so funny>.
No. No. We have.
I liked it as a kid, by the way.
You would.
Yeah, I would. But go ahead.
Yeah, we're really starting to add more. You know, it's just been a few weeks, so we're excited about the prospect of adding more cured salamis that we can slice the prosciutto, of course, which we have this great slicer, which slices it like paper thin, and we'll add other varieties of jamon, and then
mortadella.
Of course, mortadella, but yes, at some point.
Okay.
Yeah, mortadella. Huh. Yeah.
I love mortadella.
Yeah.
We know you.
From
it's a
olive
sophisticated
loaf
olive loaf, right? I was just thinking. With a different name. And then copa, you know, hot and sweet.
I love them all. I wish I could eat more of them, but...
It's all delicious.
Yeah, but it's, you know, salted. That's the biggest problem, right?
A little bit, but how much are you going to eat? See, that's the thing. The
that's
thing
true.
Is to eat the best,
right.
And even if it's too much, you're not going to eat that much. It's,
yeah, no, it's
yeah,
true.
Especially as
true.
You get older.
Yeah.
So why not just eat it?
One of my, for some reason, can't imagine why, on my Instagram feed, I get all these Italian guys making sandwiches from Italy. So, because, you know, once you watch one, then they multiply.
I don't know. My guys are also all Polish.
That makes sense. I'm not going to make it.
I think they do it better.
I don't think that's the reason.
I think they do it better.
Okay. But these guys, they're so proud of their sandwiches, you know, with them, with their fresh burrata. You have burrata, right?
Yes, of course.
Fresh burrata, you know, tomato, some arugula. You get arugula here?
Of course.
You get the baby stuff, though, don't you?
I get baby arugula. We have, our produce section just keeps growing and growing.
Okay.
It has been big.
You don't have to be triggered by his questions. He's a yum yucker. If he doesn't think there's value or quality in baby arugula, he's going to ask the question in that way.
And it's coming.
You don't have to.
Do you ever get the full size arugula?
Here we go.
Like the whole head of arugula?
No, like the longer leaves. The real.
I haven't.
Full,
but if you want it, I will try it.
Okay.
I promise.
It's really what it's all about.
Okay.
That baby stuff just doesn't have any flavor.
Really?
It's got a little. Oh, no, the big stuff has the bite.
You marinate, you massage that thing, and you add it.
Go ahead, massage.
He's not going to massage his greens.
Stop. I massage greens. You know, I never understood how you massage kale.
What do you mean?
What is this massaging?
You have to massage
it. In
order for you to digest it properly, you have to massage it.
Yeah, I don't know. What does it mean to massage it?
So you want
you don't
to
actually
massage it? Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
In water or just?
Olive oil.
Oh, okay. So the first time I said, you know, everybody's eating kale, it's so good for you. I cook up some kale. It was inedible. It was so tough.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about massaging.
A little lemon juice. You massage it. You leave it in
the oil. I get it. I like greens with garlic and oil. It's the best thing in the world. But kale, you know, I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, it's that
kind of...
Give
me some broccoli rabe, and then we're talking.
Yeah, I can eat tons of broccoli
rabe. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
can you?
It's so good.
Somewhat.
I don't even know what that means. How do you somewhat eat?
Because I'm a girl. I like to vary my palate. I don't like to just consistently be like the dog in the hole, just with the one thing all the time.
Oh, speaking of which, my wife still eats sections of her plate at a time.
As she should.
She's 70 years old. What the hell is that all about? You don't eat like that. That's how grown-ups eat.
I'm just trying to still figure out what speaking of which led to.
But, come on, I agree with you. You just don't want to say anything negative about my wife.
My kids are 20-something and they still don't want stuff to touch. It is what it is.
Yeah.
They have to try.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. You come to a place like this, and there's a lot of stuff that you might be unfamiliar with that's worth trying. Certainly all...
Do you do that for people?
Absolutely. Everyone can taste. Even people that work here, some people have not had the experience to taste.
Oh, that's crucial.
Yeah, and
they don't know it.
Yeah, and they need... No, but when they taste it, sometimes they're hesitant because, you know, they're not used to that type of... product, and I used to like higher-end cheeses. It's not from the supermarket, but once they taste it, they love it, and it's such a good feeling to watch that happen because then people evolve in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
So, you really pioneered, you know, fancy cheeses in town. Of course, now even some of the supermarkets now have fancier cheeses, but of course they don't handle them necessarily as well. But you know, I noticed recently, I said, there's no Parmigiano Reggiano at ShopRite. I said, look over there. There's an entire thing of it.
A wheel.
Well, it was all cut up, though. Do you think there's a difference between how a supermarket handles cheese versus a delicacy store like this?
Well, there are all different grades of Parmigiano Reggiano. So we look for considerably more aged Parmesan.
Right.
And the older it is, the more it costs.
That's so true. And the tastier it is. Because anything, cheese could be any type of quality. It could taste like wax, or it could taste like cheese, or it could taste like robust cheese. And that's what you want.
So on this very interesting Instagram feed of my own, I get the guys who cut the Parmigiano Reggiano, a little display. Do you do that yourself sometimes?
Yeah.
Do you do the whole thing of going around the
edges? Well, we try, yes. Yeah. We do it. We may not do it publicly. It's not that easy, you know?
No, it's not.
Takes a long time.
It takes a long time.
Yeah.
And then how it breaks off tells you a lot about the quality.
It's so true.
Did you know that?
You know, let's move off of Instagram. I know you're wild and fascinated by it.
You started me on it.
Let's move on.
And when I'm not getting these Italian things, I get all these weird Jamaican things about people
I wouldn't know what that's about.
Oh, yeah. This woman sends me reels, and then because of that, I get more reels. And they're always about Jamaicans and black people doing funny things. Falling off roofs.
I want you to laugh.
Flipping, and I do. Yeah. But some of them are downright cruel.
Whatever.
Laugh.
Yeah. So, speaking back to our original guest, because we know we're going to try to stay on topic.
Dina Moran.
Yes.
Dina, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there used to be a Dini in town, not always confusing.
Oh, no. Dina.
Dina.
And where are we?
Right.
Oh, good Lord. We're at old, or you might call it Old E. Hudson. By the way, new sign. If you're looking, on the north side of the building, no, it's not north, on the east side of the building, facing Fifth Street, they have painted a mural sign. Mm-hmm. That's their logo.
Yeah.
There's nothing unusual. But
no. Yeah.
It's very, have people noticed and said, I didn't know you were there. Seriously?
some people, you know, there are a lot of people that come in from out of town,
sure.
So it's very obvious and
right.
You can see it.
Right.
And our other sign is being replaced as well, just so you know.
What other sign?
The one hanging over there that fell apart.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's going. It has to coordinate. Right. You know, everything has to look beautiful.
Yeah.
No, what's the inspiration for the sign?
I don't know, just our logo expanded, basically, especially on the wall.
Yeah.
It's quite large. And just to make sure people know we're a market, the cafe inside our market, and, you know, just...
Now, your landlord also owns the property next to you, which is an empty lot. Any idea what's happening there? No?
Nothing.
No one knows. No one knows.
No.
Mystery man. Okay. What?
I was going to ask my standard... Is there something you're surprised that people in Hudson want to eat? Something that sells really well or something that you didn't think would sell really well?
What we try to do is, in the cafe especially, is, you know, we started with a lot of classics as far as sandwiches are concerned, using only our products. So everything in this cafe is made from everything in that market.
Right.
There isn't one single product that you'll find here that we outsource somewhere else.
You don't, like, go back there and switch it to boards out.
Switch what?
Switch it to
No. No, we don't skim, period. What you see is what you what you're eating is what you see in the market.
And which aisle is the whale meat in? It's Hudson, right?
Right, exactly.
You got trotters?
I don't
you got
think
trotters?
So. Trotters?
Big Street. That's the fancy way of saying Big Street.
Yeah. No.
Oxtails.
Oxtail, yes.
You do?
I can bring it in.
There
I don't have
go.
It now, but I can bring it in if you'd like it.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Well,
what about chicken feet?
No.
Tripe.
Scrapple?
No tripe.
No tripe.
Scrapple?
No.
I would never cook my own tripe.
It's
I
like
would
paper
have
snacks.
To. I would. I wouldn't. I wouldn't trust myself to.
Oh,
cook
you don't
it.
Have the skill set. I
Correct.
Didn't know that.
Sure, you did. No.
But there isn't really. I mean, I think
tripe
they
is
focus.
Very. It's like. Have you eaten tripe?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
No.
Trust me. If you had it done, I had it done in a restaurant in Brooklyn. It was the best tripe I ever had. And then I've had it other places where it's like eating rubber.
Yeah, it's just
really
not my thing. I mean, I've had it in Italy, too, just where you think it would be
perfect,
right?
Yeah,
I'm
right.
sure it was, but not for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Any so other of your products you don't like?
Peanut butter.
Really?
Like, really?
You
I don't.
Got an allergy?
Like no, I just don't like it. Never do.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I can say. It's the only product I can honestly say I don't
I used to
like
put
peanut.
It in my smoothies, but I stopped because it makes it harder to clean the thing afterwards.
Okay.
You're going to start a cooking tip segment.
Why not? Why not?
So,
do you eat peanut butter?
Yes.
A lot?
Somewhat.
Is that what you
it's
said?
It's in a smoothie,
off?
And Carmen and I like a peanut butter toasted, open face.
Yes, open
with
face.
With little bananas.
Oh.
A six-year-old.
A little bacon, too?
I mean,
like
it
Elvis?
Sounds good, but I just
yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
So would you do like a cashew butter or almond butter?
Yes, those.
Ah,
I mean,
you are sophisticated.
Something about peanuts. I have no idea what it is.
But you're not allergic.
No, I'm not allergic. I don't have any allergies.
It's a perfect.
I know.
Yeah.
It's
a
perfect.
Do you have any allergies? Food allergies?
I used to have strawberries, and I got over it, so now no.
That's good. I'm glad, because you'd be
well,
like,
I know.
You'd have high time now.
It's been a while now, yeah. But before, I couldn't have it.
You could ask me.
Oh, we could. Tom, do you have an allergy?
No, I don't. I eat anything.
We thought that. We thought
but,
that.
But, you know, I have been getting some hives lately. I'm not sure what
I think that's the vaccination.
No,
what
I do.
What about you, Tamro? Any allergies?
Hay fever.
Right.
You know what I think I might be allergic to? Sulfites. Sulfites.
Which are used to preserve meats?
All kinds of things.
Wine.
For example, some apricots, if they're real orange, it means
they're sulfites. You know there's sulfites in
yeah.
it. Yeah.
But things like that, because then I break out. So I guess that's an allergy.
It is.
Oh, they put in a lot, you know, a lot of Chinese restaurants. Load
really?
Up the MSG. MSG is sulfite.
But MSG's in chips, it's in everything.
I know. When I was working in a kitchen once, it was one of these high production kitchens that were doing like 200 meals at a time, and we just took the MSG and put it on the cut lettuce to keep it green. Yeah, that's what they do. And so it doesn't go start turning brown.
Well,
of course, turning brown is not a bad thing, as we. But you know how it is. Anyway, that's a little historical tip.
I'm glad you remembered that.
Yeah, I don't remember much. You know
I
that.
Know.
Old age. Ah, well, what can you do?
So, what's your number one seller?
my number one seller. It depends on the day.
Really?
It really does. It's shocking. Some days one thing is really popular, and then suddenly you're like, wow, you really sold out of all of this today.
Really?
And yeah, it's bizarre.
I've been here where like the fish disappears,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like that. Just like that. Yeah. Yeah.
And of course you have coffee here, and it's like Hudson has a lot of coffee.
It does.
How do you think you stack up?
I mean,
do you do a good coffee business or?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we work exclusively with Six Depot, and we created our own blends.
Look at that. Look at that. There's their logo on a coffee.
Yeah,
thing.
So if you look. Right. So we have our espresso. We have our French
look
roast,
at that. Look
our,
at you.
You know, classic.
Look
blend.
At you.
The number 449.
What does that mean?
Beatrice.
Why don't you catch that? Anyway.
And I love our cans. I just love it. Oh, the other one is a teal blue. It's not out here. They're just, they look great. And they taste great. And what we serve in the cafe is our mezzanotte, which is the can that you don't see on the shelf, unfortunately, right now. And the French roast is our drip. And it's delicious.
Is that your own water up there?
No, that's
okay.
Our own water.
I know. Nobody really does that. Well, Donald Trump did.
Pope has no water.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's holy water. It's called.
No.
Oh.
They sell it.
And what do you do with it?
Drink it.
Oh, okay.
It cleanses the sinner in your tongue.
I think a lot of people consider coffee their holy water.
Yeah, right?
Or tea. I think tea, there's a lot more tea drinkers than coffee drinkers.
Oh, I don't agree at all. I don't agree at all.
Oh, yeah. Look at
all
of India.
No.
Worldwide.
Who cares about the rest of the world?
Right. I think worldwide tea is number one.
But sales in Hudson, tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tea in the wintertime is a no-beater. You can't beat it.
Yeah,
the gingers, the lemons, the echinaceas, the nettles.
Do you prefer to add whiskey to coffee or tea?
Neither. I don't drink.
I shouldn't drink. That's the one thing we have in common. We don't drink.
Right, I forgot.
Both of you. Yeah,
What about you, Tom?
I would go with tea for adding it to...
Interesting.
Yeah, that usually is the case. Yes.
No, not a cream liqueur. What about
a hot toddy?
Hot toddy.
There you go. Yeah.
Ooh, those were the days. Oh boy, I miss that stuff. Sheesh. What I really miss is, as you know, is red wine. But what are you going to do? You move on. You know.
I mean, if you can't be
drunk?
Balanced.
Oh, balanced.
You got to give it up.
Yeah, give it on up. I haven't had to give up a lot of food. But I do watch for all these salted things.
You should.
Yeah, because your blood pressure gets a little high. You never know, you know? Don't you? You know what I'm saying?
No, but okay. I'm listening.
Well, the one thing you won't get here in Old Hudson on 449 Warren Street is heavily processed foods. There are probably some, but not a lot.
Yeah, mostly not.
Not mostly
not. I can't even imagine.
Oh, you know what?
They have
one of my favorite things I've always gotten here is their little fig cakes. They're basically just... concentrated fig.
Yeah, it's compressed.
Compressed, that's the word. It is so good.
Fig.
It is so
nuts.
Good.
With
nuts.
There's
no dates?
I've never seen
that.
There's
oh,
date.
It's I, here.
There
it's,
are dates as well. It's
they
separate
are so
cakes.
Good.
In the refrigerator?
No. Shelf. It's so good. For all you peasants out there who eat fig Newtons, forget about it. That's just junk. This is real fig. Concentrated, compressed, delicious. Anyway, moving right
good
along.
Good to know.
Oh, and another thing that I've given up, that I used to get here all the time, were these chocolates that had fig in them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another one with another... What was the other... There was also another fruit version.
There's a cherry.
Oh, right, the cherry.
And an orange.
And the orange. Yeah. Oh, God, that's so good. So good.
Yeah.
But, you know, gotta watch.
Oh.
Gotta
just
watch
a little.
Box.
You can always have something.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I'm compulsive.
He doesn't have a filter.
Oh,
exactly. Then. It gets in the house and it disappears.
He's thinking, I could die tonight. I'm old. And so he just goes for it.
There you go. That's what happens. I see it. I say to myself, what am I waiting for?
Tomorrow I might not come.
I'm making it through tonight. Let's eat this stuff. But that's how it goes.
Someone has to hide it. Just put up one at a time a day.
Yeah, no. You probably do that. Well, you don't. But,
I do.
I don't even have food in my house. Can you believe? Every night I bring something home. There's nothing in the cabinets. It's so bizarre.
What?
Yeah. Nothing in the refrigerator.
Well, you can bring something fresh out every
day. Yeah, right.
Well, that's why I did this. Because that's what I used to do when I lived in the city.
Because you'd be here all day.
Yeah.
Right, and everything, I would shop that way, so that's the way.
Did you grow up in the city? You said you lived in the city.
I did.
You did?
So you're a New Yorker.
I am a New Yorker.
Which borough?
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Hey.
Yeah.
She claims to be from Brooklyn.
Ocean Avenue.
Ocean Parkway.
Oh!
Neighbors.
Okay.
Close
enough. No, I'm not from Brooklyn. I'm from Yonkers, New York.
I did. I went to Midwood. Everyone says that when you say, I went to Midwood. I went to
Midwood. Because Midwood was like a desirable school to go to. I mean, I went to Lafayette.
Oh, yeah. That was a great one, too.
Yeah, Redmond. But, you know, I was closer to Midwood or probably even Sheepshanks Bay. But, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Good school.
Yeah. It was
okay,
fun.
Enough about Brooklyn.
after Brooklyn, what other?
I lived in the city until we moved here.
So what brought you here?
Yeah, I was in the
there house. You go.
Yeah.
We brought a weekend home, and that was it. Then a year later, gave up the city, moved in full-time, and then hence this.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. All in a very short amount of time, within like 2.5 years.
What was your, we talked to the people at Hereafter, the new bar that's up on Columbia Street, Izzy and Jeremy. They started a bar they were working in Queens and Brooklyn at bars, and their impetus was that they just love bar life. What was your reasoning for this?
I loved our country house. We own an old farmhouse, and I loved cook, which was my escape when I was in the city. Like I said, I would shop every night, and I would come home and cook every evening, and I was obsessed with, you know, reading cookbooks and magazines. And
which is your favorite cookbook?
Today?
Right now.
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I mean, it's so easy. I don't.
Do you have the Little Deb's cookbook?
No, I don't have the Little Deb's
cookbook.
Excuse me. when you get it, check out page 108. That's all I can say.
Okay, I will make sure. Now I'll make sure I get it.
Full page.
Full page. I figured that, yeah.
How to cook Tom DiPietro?
No, just
that would be a good one, right? You boil him.
To tell you the truth, now after all these years, even though I've studied all these cookbooks and magazines, I don't even refer to them. It's basically ingrained, and you know what to do. And,
yeah.
You know, and I make these recipes up, and they're delicious, and I try to, you know, I record them, and then I go back and revisit them to tweak them.
So was your job related to food related before you came up?
No, I was in the fashion business, but my escape, and I traveled all over, and I ate in great places, and stayed in beautiful places.
Why do so many people from the fashion business end up here in Hudson and the region, you think?
I have no idea.
That's not a real thing.
It is a real thing.
It's not.
It is.
Name trust five people.
Well, one just passed away, Rick Rector.
Who?
Rick Rector.
He passed away?
Are you serious? You didn't know that?
Like last week, yeah.
2 weeks ago. You didn't know that?
No.
Well, you
the old mayor.
Yeah. There'll be a memorial for him, by the way, tomorrow at Hudson Hall at 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock.
I did not know that.
He was from Arizona. The great Tim Dunleavy was in the fashion industry.
Gerard Malunga.
Are you
going
to name Dina?
Excuse me?
Dina?
Yes.
You're going to count.
Oh, you watch my fingers? Yeah, Dina. They're more, trust me. But it's, yeah.
I mean, people can say that of any place. You go down to Nyack, you can say the same thing.
Okay. I have a theory. You finished?
Okay.
I have a theory. What happened is the fashion industry changed radically in Manhattan. Once there was fewer designers actually work and fewer cutters and all that stuff working in the city. So the business kind of dried up in Manhattan.
So what?
All those. Can I finish?
No. It doesn't matter. People live places and they go places and they move.
Yeah, but they're not going to move to China or, I mean.
They actually would.
They would not, because they pay nothing to people who are soap stuff down there, out there, over there.
Unbelievable.
No, I mean, these pants, I checked just before I put them on. It says made in Bangladesh. They used to be, it's just American brand, too. They used to be sewn here. I'm not trying to get all, you know, right around America, but the fashion industry changed. And there used to be all those places in Manhattan where you see the people pushing the carts with the clothing.
What era are we talking about? The 70s? What are we talking about here?
Thank you, Dina.
But
Dina,
can I say,
you don't have to agree with her.
You don't have
me,
to agree with her, either
right,
one
Dina.
Of us. But can I say this? What doesn't change? The way Tom dresses. That's about it. No matter what fashion goes on, Tom's like, I'm sticking with this. That's so right. It doesn't matter.
That's right. I got my boat shoes on.
I warned you. Just stay out of their way.
I know. You're right. I can say that that's why people came up
right.
from the fashion industry came correct. Up here. I think early on there was a reason when people did come up here, they realized that if they wanted to make an investment in Hudson, it was a minimal investment all those years ago. And then as it evolved, their lives started to become more embedded in the community. But now I can't tell you why people from the fashion industry move here. I think they go everywhere. I mean, they're certainly everywhere. Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about how the fashion industry
can't hear you. What?
I just want to point out about the fashion industry declining in Manhattan, and that's part of the reason you're here. The other thing I've noticed, I've been here when people who are like on their way across the river stop here because there's not really a lot of this type of food available. I don't know if it's changed over there, but for certainly a long time. I mean, I ran into somebody here I know has a house way up in Round Top, and they were coming up from the city and stopped here to load up before they got over there.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I was fortunate because when I started this, I was very adventurous, and I'd made a career change, and I was determined to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up in an area, like I said, like we just discussed, that was there was really nothing here, nothing, not even like not even people to really shop until it started to catch on. So, and it was exciting for people in the outlying areas throughout the county to know that there was a store that actually sold cheese and then eventually the meat and the seafood and all the other provisions that you would need. So that was, you know, a significant thing from growth. This is how my business evolved. It grew with Hudson, literally. Because, I mean, it just kept evolving as this community evolved. And so did the growth in each location that I moved into. It just worked out really well
and,
for me.
And concurrently, of course, the restaurant boom has happened here
sort
of as part of that same, development. Do you have any sort of relations with any of the restaurants at all in terms of, like, do they buy from you?
No, that doesn't happen. They're all independent. I don't think. They have their sources. I have my sources.
And but theoretically, you could get like produce from some of the people they get produce from, or whatever.
Probably, I mean, yeah. Theoretically, local, yes, right? Absolutely.
So what I do notice, though, of course, is speaking on your behalf, which is Old Hudson, which is at 449. Warren Street, and if you want to come down and chat about food or anything else, we're here right now live till 6 o'clock. They have endive, which you may call endive, but I call endive.
Everybody calls it endive, Tom.
No, that's not true. Actually, I met somebody recently who put together the two parts and got it wrong. He said endive. And I'm like, no, it's either endive or endive. Make up your mind. French or English, right?
Well, no. It is whatever people want it to be.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You're so stuck in a box that you can't even evolve yourself.
You're like from
you're
Alice in Wonderland.
You're still hunched
over. If I wanted to mean
all right,
this,
and see no man. Okay.
People mention names of cheeses completely, totally wrong.
Yeah, right.
Even some of the most basic cheeses. And I'm like, sure, here.
Give me what someone has called G-O-R-G-O-N-Z-O-L-A.
Gorgonzola?
Not. I want to hear the funny version.
That's not the one. That's the funniest. Okay. It's Manchego.
Okay.
That one's hard for me.
Manchego. Manchango. Manchango. I get Manchango.
So like Mandingo.
Close.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, in the terms of food, if you know what a person's asking for, does it make sense? I mean, I guess you can correct them.
No, I never correct them.
No, why would
well,
you correct
this is why you're successful and other people are not.
No, I would never do that.
That's right. It's not polite. That's right.
Unless it's somebody that I know.
Or they ask you, is that the right way to say it?
Exactly. No, right. I wouldn't overstep.
That's right.
No
I don't even do that on the show.
Lies.
I've corrected
He's
you.
He's a yum yucker.
Well, that's different than correcting, you know.
What do you think a yum yucker is?
Someone who yucks yums.
Yeah, that's right.
It's true. I mean, here it wouldn't happen because pretty much everything here is to my taste. But some of that weird stuff you get down at Rolling Grocer.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like?
The hippie stuff.
Hippie stuff. Thank God she doesn't sell hippie stuff.
No.
Right.
You mean the granola?
I can remember before you, I moved here just before you opened, and I used to go to get cheese from, I guess, Old Chatham, where you put your $5 in the little slot and take the cheese out.
Like you mean from the farm?
From the farm, they had like a 24-hour window thing. Yeah. That was the only place you could get good cheese until you opened, and then you could come here. And now there's like 16 places, like you said, that you can get fancy cheese.
Yeah.
So let me just ask about this because this might be a culture question. Two things. You said when you got here there was nothing in terms of higher-end, different cultured foods, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a lot here.
Right.
In the food. Okay. Where would people learn the different variations? I mean, from what I was told, there's over 100 and something versions of cheese. Right?
Not at Kennedy's Fried Chicken.
You would know.
I would.
Yeah.
I remember it.
Do you?
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, there's cheeses that you've never probably heard of from Ecuador, from, you know, everybody has a cheese. Yeah. How do you determine what is considered to be higher end? Is it only the price?
It's the producer that you do. I research it and, you know, you just learn. I've learned a lot over the years about, you know, what fits into the category of merchandise that I carry. So I also, you know, just from years of shopping stores and being interested in food, I know the higher quality and you know, essentially I work closely with producers and my sources to bring in what really fits into this mixture.
Have you ever found, the way some wine stores do, have you ever found like a really great cheese that's been undervalued and you can really whack it out here as a... Does that ever happen?
Not really, because, you know, it's a matter of flavor. And if it's, I mean, it's very difficult.
Yeah,
if you know you're dealing with a
high-end...
I mean, maybe. I really haven't. Yeah. Mostly the cheeses now that are coming in that are really special are even higher priced than I thought. Originally, you know, imported cheese used to be so highly priced. Now the domestic cheeses are even higher at times.
Because they're smaller producers.
And the feed here in the States is much more expensive. Right. And, you know, everything's gone up everywhere. But that's what it is. And people expect it. People that shop in this, you know, category know. And even people that don't. That are surprised when they walk into the store from all over, they're happy to buy small amounts of new and exciting things that they generally wouldn't have or see in their markets.
You mentioned in this market, so you know that this store is an acquired taste. It's not for everyone, right? That's cool. That's good. Because I think over the years, that has been one of the things that I think has come up. It's, you know, you can't buy anything at Odie Hudson unless you go with your bank account, you know. And, you know, there's a market for everyone, and that's what you have to lead with, because you can't satisfy everyone.
No, I learned that early on. People would come into the store and they're like, well, why don't you have this grade of meat? And I'm like, well, you can't be everything to everyone, and I don't want to be. That's not the premise of this business. This business is it's a specialty business, but it also, I mean, it has a vast range of products that are definitely not unaffordable, and certainly maybe if, like, the pasta prices are definitely more money than supermarket prices, but again, you're getting a whole different product, and you're also... It depends on who you're feeding. If you're feeding a huge family and you can't afford to shop higher end, there's no, you know, it makes sense to do what you're doing. But if you want to eat something that's quality and you're not eating as much, I mean, you're not feeding as many people, or maybe your appetite isn't as what it used to be because you're getting older. And
she pointed very much in the direction.
You've been talking about it, and that's really what it is. I mean, so why not just eat what's really delicious?
That's true.
You're not, I mean, a pound of pasta goes a long way now. Mm. It's not like you're pouring a pound of pasta into a pot and you're eating half of that pot of food. Yeah, now you're eating how much? Very
little.
That's
why I do the pasta. I can't control myself when I eat pasta.
Oh, well.
It's hard.
It's not, but
no,
it's
if somebody gives me a small portion, I will go beyond it, obviously, but if you put in a pound, I'll eat the pound.
Jesus.
Who said that?
It sounded like it came from above.
Do you have any Jamaican products here?
I don't.
Good.
Mangoes?
Well, I have mangoes. Okay, yes, I have mangoes.
You have bananas?
I do, but I occasionally had plantains, right?
Plantains?
Ah, there she goes. She did it. She did it.
Plantains. There we go. Plantains.
Well, what do you call a really large rock?
I don't correct people.
A mountain.
Plantains.
Plantain mountain.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you have coconuts, sage coconuts.
Yeah.
True. You might have some Jamaican products. They're not necessarily Jamaican. They're island products, because we don't exclusively have the rights to those. Yeah. So her store is pretty much a grocer store, but it is niched in the idea of it being what would you use the word? What word would you use to meet your space? High quality.
Well,
that's two words.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, it is high quality, but it's also just help. I need your help.
Yeah.
Curated.
Curated. That's it. It is curated. That's. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You should put that on the sign. A store that's curated for you.
I'll take a cut.
For what?
For giving her coming up with that.
Whatever.
People get paying a lot of money for coming up with these things.
She just needs some encouragement.
I trademarked it. Boom. Okay. Old Hudson curated.
Speaking of curated, why don't you ask about upstairs?
Is there an upstairs?
It's rented to a company upstairs.
Oh, there's a company?
There's somebody. I mean, I see the door sign. I think it's an architectural firm.
Architectural sneaker in everywhere.
We used to go to a gallery. Not you, but I would go to a gallery.
I don't have to.
Well, you know what? Curated. I'm much as passionate about food, which is my tagline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
My knees hurt. Okay?
That happens. Old age.
Okay. I like
it. The mic's so tall. It
gives me a new perspective on the show.
Does it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go.
So, in case you're wondering where all this happening conversation is happening, we're at Old Hudson, 449 Warren Street. We're live. It's for the afternoon show. I'm being told to put my mic away from my golden lips. And they have the customs here. You could even, watch people buy stuff. I don't know. Or come talk to us. Or
try that sensational new ice cream that we had.
Right.
That fudge strawberry with swirl.
Dina Moran.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. So, what would be surprising for someone to know coming into this space that you might not assume that's you think it's obvious, but it's not. Are you someone that has everything a chef needs to like put a dish together? You have spices, you have herbs, you have everything.
People walk in and they ask me if I have whatever the product is, and I direct them to it, and they're like, "Wow, I didn't know." And then they keep shopping and shopping and shopping. It's really exciting, and it just.
Sound you hear is the coffee grinder.
Yeah. Do you want coffee?
So you're not the traditional store that has like aisles where you're like go into aisle 5 you'll find it.
No.
Right.
When you walk in here, this is like I want it to feel embracing, and I think it does. It's
you discover things.
It's très chic.
You walk down an aisle. You're looking for Italian olive oil. Next thing you know, there's some beautiful olives in a jar, that kind of thing.
What, those are provincial or tapenade?
There you go.
Everything.
Could be a tapenade. No. What's happening?
I just had a little weird feedback.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every time
you
breathe on it, I'm
like, oh my goodness. Well, I can't help it. And you've often pointed out my unsymmetrical nostrils. Who doesn't have unsymmetrical nostrils? I'm not going to look at anybody else. and you only know it if I go up like that. So it's
some people's ears are unsymmetrical as well.
Here, hold the mic up to your nose.
There you go.
You notice?
The left side's bigger than the right. Here we go.
Yeah, it's the only one that I can breathe through. The other one is.
Oh my goodness.
I asked my daughter, should I have it fixed? And she said, don't bother, you're too old.
Why have it fixed to go on the grave the next day? It doesn't make sense.
I love my kid. Yeah. Deb, are you mom going to do your death cleaning soon?
You believe that? What's a death cleaning?
That's when you clean your house so it's like ready for you die.
That only happens when mamas are having babies.
Oh, you think that was her inspiration?
Yeah, because that's what women do. When you're getting ready to have a baby, you get the inspiration to clean.
When you would know. Sorry.
Yes, I would. So would your daughter.
7 kids.
4 on his. Yeah. I have a set of twins in here.
You know, I told you about the 4.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I know. Very.
So she would know.
Well, you have 7 twins too.
Yeah.
Well, she does, not him.
Yeah, right.
He stopped short. He stopped very short. Typical Aries, very selfish. Anyway.
Yep. Here we go. Ask her what she is.
Oh.
What?
What's your astrological sign?
Scorpio.
And Old what? Hudson's?
Tom, are you all right?
Old so Hudson's? It's actually probably Libra.
which is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm a Scorpio also.
Oh, great. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yes, my husband's Libra, so yes.
My partner's
I think
Libra.
We get along sometimes, mostly.
Yeah, my partner's Libra.
No kidding, wow.
Why did I bring this up?
Every time you think he's going to one-up me, he just fails.
Oh, God. So you're both scorpions.
Three, yeah. You're
outnumbered.
October.
Ooh, that's different.
You're November?
Yeah.
November.
So, yeah, you're just a little bit more ambitious than us, but that's okay.
That's right.
More
that's
ambitious. She's got a store. We're just talking to her.
She has a store that has many different things. You have, like, 20 jobs.
Well, that's that's why she's smarter, because she put all her things into one space.
Yeah.
I'm a notary. I'm a tax preparer. I'm a head buyer over there, Rule and Grocer, and HR. And, you know, like, I run around like a chicken with my head cut off. You're just doing that in one space.
Right, yeah.
Like I said, she's more successful than I am.
I feel like with this new space, we should have roller skates. Because
that
all
would be
we
great.
Do is go all the way around. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm a hedgehog, not a fox.
That is a whole fact. But you lie.
What do you mean?
Isn't it a hedgehog, the one that comes up and says spring's coming early?
No, that's... Well,
groundhog.
Well, you're that too.
The hedgehog is the one who does one thing and does it really well.
That would never be you. What is that?
I'm not going to go on.
CrossFit? What is it?
No, it's a bunch of them.
Is it?
It's not a bunch of them. It's one thing.
You eat.
No, you know, and the fox does many things. You're a fox.
I am a fox. Or a bee.
A bee.
A busy bee.
A worker bee.
Yeah.
A queen bee.
Right. Queen.
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 That's right. Managing all the little drones.
Yeah.
Queen bee. That you were in high school, too. Were you?
Sort of.
Did you lead a crowd and then, like...
No, we just had a clique. That's it.
Yeah,
and we agreed on certain things.
We agreed on who to keep out of the clique, probably.
No. We just kind of had an idea of what we needed to wear on certain days and how we needed to dress. That's it.
Okay.
So Mondays and Wednesdays were skirt days. You know, you just wore a skirt on Monday.
Oh, okay.
It was very Heathers of us.
That's really a role model. Hello there.
Hello.
What brings you to Old Hudson?
What are you coming in to get? We don't know.
That's good. That is
coffee and a treat.
There you go.
Good.
You'll find that here. You'll find that.
Do you
ever ask people?
You visiting Hudson?
We're visiting, yes.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
Which city?
Youngstown,
yes. Working class citizens. Love Youngstown.
That's
go
right.
Union. Staunton Lynn.
Very good.
Boom.
Okay.
Sorry.
He's just wacky like that. That's what he does well. He knows history. He knows facts.
Yeah, I love Youngstown.
Wow.
Never been there, but I love it.
Okay. You've read about it.
Okay, moving right along.
So,
No.
That's great.
Do it.
Yeah, we won't.
No, it's okay.
We're gonna go out of the box here. Tom doesn't like that, but I think it warrants it. So if you had control, and the landlord came to you and said, "What do you want? Whatever you want, we'll do." What would be the next thing that you would focus on doing, in or outside of your space? If he said you could have whatever you want,
I can't even think about doing more than what I'm doing at the moment. Honestly, yeah, and it's so fresh.
And by the way, folks,
if
you weren't listening earlier, they now have soft serve ice cream. This is something I've been dying to have in Hudson, probably since I've come here. There used to be for a very short time at Carvel. And I got to tell you, I'm glad it's gone because at one point Carvel started tasting weird. It's full of weird stuff.
It's definitely
stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows what the hell is in that?
Exactly.
But I liked it as a kid, and I could eat, but this is quality soft serve. Quality.
And not only that, it's all year. We're open every day.
Seven
so
days
it's
a week?
Bam.
7 days a week.
Bam.
Always have been for years and years. At one point, we had to close for a day, which was, you know, we had to. Yeah. But. Oh, well, then we were still open. We serviced curbside 100%. But we had to close one day because it was just too intense. But once it ended, we were back to 7 days a week.
7 days a week, every day from 10 to 6, except Friday, they open at 7, and Saturday, they open at 9.
No, those are the old hours. We're still in the current 4 hours. We're leading up to those, but we are. We're still trying to ease in. It's not been the easiest thing to...
Okay, tell us what it is right now.
So we're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6, And then the cafe is open for breakfast, starting at 9 on Saturday and Sunday, closing at 6, and the market's open Saturday at 9 as well to 6, and Sunday 10 to 6. So 6 o'clock all week. But the ice cream, so you know, because you're so crazy about it, is all year round, and we're open every day. So it's going to, it's constant. It's not, yeah.
So,
it's a very high tech.
When you say that it's been, if you're trying to get there, what is it? Is it staffing? Is it? Yeah, that's what I was asking. Like staffing. Some of the things that are happening, like I know supply lines are tricky during COVID.